Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story which should have everybody in the giggles. We expect giggling. It's called When Numbers Met Letters. It's by Lois Barr, illustrated by Stephanie Liberius, and it's read today by Mommy and... What is Mong Poo?
Mong Poo.
Well, so it's the two of us, Mommy and Mong Poo. I don't know. We just make up names sometimes. You're a Pokemon? Oh, okay. Mommy and her Pokemon, Mong Poo.
Mong Poo!
Are you ready, guys? Here we go. Okay, so when we open the book, the very first thing we see is a teacher, and she's in her classroom, and she says, "Okay, everyone, let's line up to go outside." And the kids say,
"We're not done playing with the numbers and letters."
And don't worry, they're not going anywhere.
They put them down on the carpet. And so now on the carpet, there are letters and numbers, and they're all mixed up. Okay, I will be the numbers, you be the letters. What do you say? Ready? Okay. Well, hello there. I'm number one. What's your name?
Number one, you say? I don't think so. My name's letter A, and I'm first.
I can also be first.
Well, there are 26 of us, but there's only one letter A, and I come first.
Oh, I know 26. He thinks it's a number, doesn't he?
No. I mean one of 26.
No. I'm one, and you're A.
Good grief. Did you hear that, letters? This one thinks he's first.
Oh, I think we have a problem here. They both think they're first. Well, but you know what's interesting is the A is the very first letter in the alphabet, right? And then there are 26 letters that follow the letter A, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or 25 letters. But one is the first letter of the numbers, and the numbers keep going forever. I think that numbers are going to win if they try to figure out who's longer. Hold up. I'm number one, but sometimes zero comes before me.
That makes zero sense.
We should all get to know one another. That'll help clear up this confusion. And so the numbers all start talking. Greetings. And the letters say...
Yeah. Leftovers, would you like to share?
Hi.
Let's shake it.
Need a hand?
No, that's a letter.
Is that a letter? Oh, yeah, it is a letter. You say that one.
Need a hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Need a hand.
These guys are all over the place.
Good afternoon. You look very familiar. You're a letter O, too, right?
No, I'm a zero. I am nothing.
I wouldn't say that. Look how nice and round you are, just like me.
The O and the zero look the same, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Howdy, I'm letter H. How do you stay balanced like that?
I'm used to it. I only have one leg to stand on. But if you turn a four upside down, what does it look like?
An H.
Yeah.
Woohoo, up there. Yoo-hoo, up there. You're okay, Zelfu.
No, I'm number one. I'm still number one, says the one.
No, not if I can help you.
So says the A. And what is the A doing?
Knocking down the castle that number one standing
on. Oh, man. Okay.
Welcome to my
picnic.
I'm letter E.
I'm number three.
You shouldn't slouch like that. You'll hurt your back.
Have you ever noticed how an E and a three are kind of, they're very similar, right? The E just looks like it's facing the three and the three looks like it's facing the E. Only the E's got rounded bits to it. And the E is pointy bits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi there. I'm letter L. You seem to be feeling uptight. Uptight. Why don't you sit down and relax?
I'm number seven. If I sit down like you, my face will get all dirty.
Because a seven and a capital letter L, they kind of look the same if you flip the capital letter L upside down, right? Or if you turn the seven upside down, yeah. Hello, are you twins? We could be triplets if you'd both loosen up a little bit. Says, who is this? Now here, who's he talking to?
No, we aren't twins. I'm letter D. I'm letter B, and this is letter D. And we are very different letters. And we get mixed up enough as it is. The last thing we need is to be mixed up with you two.
Who said anything about two? I'm number six. Oh, six and B and D. They all have kind of lines with swirlies, kind of circle-y endings, but B and D have straight lines and six is kind of a curvy line, right? But boy, they sure look like they could be related. You are the prettiest one here. My name is number nine. What's yours?
I'm a little
embarrassed.
I'm a little embarrassed to tell you I'm afraid you'll laugh.
I won't laugh. Please tell me your name.
My name is Pete.
Oh dear, you're right. That is an embarrassing name. Why is he laughing at her? Because he thinks, do you know that some people say when they have to go potty, they say, I have to pee. Did you know that? Yeah, you did, of course. That is what he thinks it's funny. That's not funny, but what are you going to do? Okay, so when we turn the page, now we see a whole bunch of other numbers. Here we go. You know, as number five, I think I'm the best looking of the bunch. Just look at my straight top hat and my curvy bottom.
Well, I'm letter S, and I'm curvy all over.
But look at me, I'm number eight, and I'm even curvier than you.
You couldn't even have the word curves without me, letter C.
And S, say all the rest of the word curves, C-U-R-V-E-S. They are not happy, are they? And what does the W say down at the bottom? I feel like we are having a competition here between the letters and the numbers to see which one is better. Oh boy. Here we go.
Would someone please tell me what so great about numbers anyway?
Well, for starters, calculators would be empty without numbers.
Well, books would be blank without letters.
You mean blank except for page numbers.
Letters are so great that we have our own song.
It's true. Which is the alphabet song, right? Well, numbers rule because we make up rulers.
So at least we have sound. We don't just sit there quietly. And you numbers do.
Ooh, he's right. Numbers don't talk, do they? Ha! Some of you letters can't even settle on what sound to make. You know who you are, vowels. And who cares about sounds anyway? Numbers have values. 2 is always 1 more than 1, and 3 is always 1 more than 2.
We're valuable too. We can make important words like help. Like help.
Everyone knows there are emergency numbers for help. Say the 9 and the 1 and the 1, which is what you dial in the United States if you're in trouble on your phone.
3 cheers for letters.
Long live numbers.
Can you read?
Can you count? Attack! Whoa, the numbers and the letters are fighting all throughout the classroom, throwing things down, lighting stuff on fire.
Stop!
Whoa. There's a huge shouting, double-paged stop.
What?
Who are you?
Who said that?
Who are we? We are Roman numerals, and you should know that this is no way to treat one another. You should also know that recess is almost over. Indeed, it is nearly 2 o'clock, and the class will be returning soon.
What do you mean? It's nearly 2 o'clock? How can you tell what time it is with those letters in the way?
As I said, we are Roman numerals. We are letters that represent numbers.
Did you know Roman numerals are both letters numbers?
Yep.
At the same time?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Roman numerals, like many numeral systems, were invented long ago. You see numbers and letters together in harmony.
And so in the picture, we can see that it looks like it's a capital I, but it means 1. And 2 capital I's together mean
2.
And 3 capital I's.
3.
But look at this. A capital I with a V next to it
4.
Is... Mm-hmm, because a V,
V
equals 5, yeah. And then capital I next to a capital X is?
9.
Uh-huh. And a capital X is?
10.
Uh-huh. L equals?
50.
C equals?
100.
D equals?
500.
M equals?
1,000.
So much, so much to learn here. Wow, it's sort of like we're all related from a long time ago. Isn't that exciting? Related from a long time ago, so are you my grandpa?
No, I'm not old enough to be your grandpa. I'm just 5, like you.
And then down here we see.
And I'm 10.
And I'm even more than you. I'm 50, says the L. And the X says,
and I'm 10.
And the C says, I'm 100. And D says,
that's nothing compared to 500.
And M says,
I think I have you all beat. I'm 1,000.
Mm-hmm. But A is not impressed. What does A say?
Who cares? I'm still first.
Oh, boy. I'm very glad to see peace is restored.
Places, everyone!
That was fun. I really learned something, Jake.
Let's do this again soon!
Wait, everyone, did you see?
Yeah, check it out. I'm letter I, and I'm letter 1. And that means I'm also first.
Oh, boy.
What?
A is not excited about that. Roman numeral 1 is also first. That means there's another one. Roman numeral 1 is not happy. Letter A is not happy. What is he saying?
Do they all think anyone can be first? They don't even know the meaning of first. Only one can be first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not number 1, of course. I mean, only I can be first. Yikes, but not letter I. I as in me. Just me, letter A. Letter A is first, first, first.
Wow, letter A? You need to calm down, dude. And so the letters are
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H,
I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. And the numbers are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the Roman numerals are also there, and they are all very cool. And that, my friends, is
the end.